Father, as always, I thank you because we know the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We ask that that light will shine upon our hearts today as we stand for our families in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm getting right to it. I want to read from the book of Numbers, chapter 1. Now, some of you may know what this book of Numbers is all about, and others may not know, and people may just, you know, chuck it off to the side as, we don't even know what this book is all about. But let's take a look. Numbers chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so the Lord is going to speak to us on this first day of this second month. And we're going to see, you know, exactly what he wants us to do. Praise the Lord. And here's what the Lord said. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, at the house of their fathers, with the number of their names and so forth. You know, so, you know, this family thing was important to God. Numbering their families and what the scripture calls their pedigrees. And we are going to see exactly that. I'm not going to stand in the gap. It's a prayer room today. I'm going to go straight to it. You know, we've been doing some prayers lately, but we need to do, you know, more, you know, for our families. You know, so that's what the Lord said. So Moses in verse, I'm just going to jump to verse 17. Moses and Aaron to this man expressed by their names, you know, and they, each one of these families, they put down their names. They call them out on the first day of the second month. So let's see what we need to do here. And on verse 18, they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names and so forth. And you know, so that's what they did when they numbered their families in Mount Sinai. Well, there is a different kind of numbering that we will do prophetically today. Number one, well, none of our family will be missing. That's right. So we're going to pray this kind of numbering. You count them. Hallelujah. And you speak the names of your family. You can even speak the names of unborn children. You can speak them out. Because the Lord says, count your families. You know, and I'm going to stand here and count my family. And as many as I can count, you know, the Lord will give me my counting. You know, one time, the Lord said to, through the mouth of a prophet, actually, he said, you know, Elisha, he said to the king of Israel, say, shoot your arrows. Well, and the king, he shot his arrows. But he only shot three times and then he stopped. And the prophet was angry and say, why did you stop at three? Why didn't you go for five or six or seven? You know. And he said, well, I mean, the man, he actually had no answer. So, and the prophet was angry with him and said, look, if you would have done 6 or 7 or even more, then you might have, you know, actually completely vanquished your enemies. And, but you stopped at 3, so you are only going to get 3 victories. You can read that story, in 2 Kings chapter 13. You know, so, well, as you're counting your families today, don't stop at just the numbers that you see today. Count the ones that you don't even see. So, before we get there, let me just read to you a portion of this story that I just said. Second Kings chapter 13, Elisha was actually falling sick of his sickness where he died. Reading from verse 14. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him, wept over him, and said, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. You know, that was a saying that used to be said around Elisha back in the day. You know, people knew it. Because that's what he said when the double portion came upon him, when he saw Elijah taken up into heaven. And it was noise abroad. You know, that kind of saying. People used to say it. And the king said, oh, you know, said the same thing. And Elisha said unto the king, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he's giving instruction by instruction. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his own hand upon the king's hands. You know, that's a blessing. That's an anointing right there. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. And he's following step by step. You know, then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. So far, he's following step by step. And he said, you know, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. And for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them. You know, so that up to that point, he gave him instruction and gave him the prophetic word of the Lord. That this arrow that you're shooting, this is what it means. And then you turn around and say, okay, here's what you are going to do. We've practiced and I've told you the word of the Lord. Now, here's what you're going to do. You know, so how are you going to engage the word of the Lord when you get it? Are you going to use the instruction? You know, what is the capacity of your faith, and how far out can your faith horizon lead you? Can you see the things that are not yet? Hallelujah. Can you count numbers of your family that are not even yet there? Well, let's see. We'll find out. Anyway, this man, he said, take the arrows and shoot. But this time around, he didn't tell him, you know, to shoot one arrow or 2 arrows or 3. He didn't tell him. He already gave him instruction what to do. Open the window, shoot eastward, this and that, right, you know. And told him what the arrow would mean. Now he said, it's up to you now. Put it in your hands. Now you go for it and do it. So now the prophet put the word, he put the anointing on it, put his hand on his hand and so forth, showed him how to do it, told him what it would mean, and said, now you do it. And then when he did it, he smote, and the prophet said to him, smite upon the ground. He didn't tell him how many times. And he smote 3 times and stopped. Maybe in his head, 3 was the magic number. But, you know, I don't know why he did 3. He might have done 1 or 2, but did 3. Could have done 5 or 6 or 7, but he did 3. Why he did 3? We don't know, you know, but what we do know was as soon as he did, after three, he stopped. And when the man of God saw that he had stopped, he was wrath with him, angry. Why did you stop at three? Well, you know, he didn't tell him how, didn't tell him how many, just said, why did you stop at three? And he said, well, if you would have done five or six or more, then you would have smitten Syria till you have consumed them. But now, because you only stopped at three, you're only going to get three victory. So today, I am going to present you the instruction, and I'm going to put it in your hands of what to do. And then, well, let's see what you're going to do with it. Let's see what kind of faith you will have to pull. How many arrows can you pull out today? How many arrows can you shoot? Or how far can you count? Well, let's see. Let's see what the Lord is going to do for us. And you know, I should tell you that there are many strange stories in the Bible, you know, where the Lord would just, you know, expect us to keep on believing. And sometimes they did. And sometimes they stopped short. In this case, this man stopped short after three. There are stories, even in the Gospels, which you know, only too well, of Jesus feeding the multitudes. And in some cases, the way it is reported, for instance, in Matthew 14, there's a story there, and there's other, you know, other parts of the Gospels, you know, they wanted to send the people away. But Jesus said, you don't need to send them away, give them to eat. And he said, well, I mean, we only have, you know, just two fishes and five loaves. What are those among so many? And Jesus said, well, it is enough. Make them sit down, you know, and so forth. And when they sat down, Jesus gave them instruction. Make them sit down in companies. You know, that's the way one of the writers of the Gospels put it. You know, make the people sit down in, you know. And they sat down on the grass in companies. And then Jesus took the, you know, five loaves and two fishes or whatever it was. And he blessed the thing and put it right back in the hands of the disciples. Now, and I've said this before, and I say it again today, that Jesus did not feed the multitude. Quite unlike the way we say it today. You know, they say, well, Jesus fed the multitudes. Maybe, and maybe not. Jesus gave the blessing upon the thing. It was probably a little boy's lunch that the boy offered up, and he put it right back in the hands of the disciples. You know, so it wasn't exactly Jesus. It's kind of like he said, well, the disciple, you know, Jesus baptized more than John. And the scripture said, well, actually, Jesus didn't baptize anybody. It was his disciples that baptized. Now, Jesus actually didn't feed anybody, the crowd. It was his disciples that did it. But he just blessed, you know, the little sack lunch and put it back in the hands of the disciples. And, you know, whatever they did with it was what they did with it. But they gave them instruction. You know, make them sit down. And when they sat down, like he said, well, you know, give them to eat. You can read the make them sit down part of the story in Luke chapter 9, you know, in verses 14 to 17, also Mark chapter 6, verses 39 to about 42 told them, sit down in groups of 50 or so, you know, told them, and they sat down. Then he put the blessing on the food, and he gave it back into the hands. He divided it into the hands of the disciples. Now, Jesus, the part that Jesus did was two things. Well, we're told that he lifted up his eyes, blessed the food. Well, that's one part. Second part is he divided it, put it in the hands of the apostles. Well, you might even say the third part, because he gave them instructions what to do. And then he was done, and he just walked away. And Jesus didn't even look back to see how they did what he said they should do. He just walked away. Now, it was now in the disciples' hands, you know, to continue what Jesus started and put into their hands. Feed the multitude. Well, how in the world are we going to feed it? 5,000 or more with just a little boy's lunch. Yeah, Jesus gave the instruction. And you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again now. It's not very hard to divide, you know, two loaves or five fishes. You know, that's not hard at all. Anybody can do that. You know, or five loaves and two fishes, whichever way it was reported. I think it was five loaves and two fishes. It's not hard at all. I can take five loaves. You can take five loaves, split them into 12. That's nothing hard in that at all. You can take two fishes, cut them up into 12 pieces. Nothing hard at all in that. But for each of the apostles that had some pieces of bread, maybe one or two pieces in their hand, and maybe one or two pieces of the broken fish in their hand, the hard part was to use what was in your hands to feed the multitudes of thousands. You know, so the disciples actually were partners with Christ in this miracle of supply. Jesus put the blessing on, put it in their hands, and walked away. And then they had to keep believing. And as long as there was somebody else to feed, and they keep dishing it out, the food just kept multiplying. It was like it did not even get depleted. And can you just imagine what the going through the minds of these disciples as they were doing this? So my goodness, whoever seen such a thing? You know, and they kept doing it. And as long as there was somebody to feed, let's continue. But, you know, if they would have stopped, you know, two things would have stopped the continuous supply. Either there was no one else to feed, or they stopped believing the power of the supply. Well, Elisha, back to our story, said to this man, shoot your arrows. But they only shot three times and stopped. And then back to our real story for the families on this first day of the second month. I said all of that to say this, that when the Lord gives us instruction in this room in the next few minutes, well, I will say what the Lord wants me to say, and he will put it in your hands, you know, and the Lord will sit back and see what you're going to do. How many arrows are you going to shoot? How many people are you going to actually bless and count in your family? You may count what only you see now, or you may count more. You know, one time the Lord said to Abraham, when he did not even have a child, say, come out here, I'm going to show you something. And he came out, and the Lord said, look up in the skies. And he showed it to him. He said, can you see those stars? He said, yeah. Well, can you count them? I said, well, no. Okay. And the Lord said, well, that's how your seed will be for multitude. Now, that's hard to believe when you don't even have a child. How in the world are your children going to be like the stars in the sky for multitude, you know, or sands on the seashore for multitude when you don't even have a single child. Well, there are two elements in those kinds of scenarios. Number one, the Lord said so. That's number one, you know. The Lord said so. That's always key in everything. Number two, do you believe it? Now, I've said repeated times in this room when we're doing the belief series that by faith we see, you know, the promise ahead that God has given us for this year, or like the quantum leap, emerging and all these things since last year and now this year. You know, by faith you can see it ahead of, you know, I mean, afar off in the distance. But believing is the journey that's going to get you there. So today, prophetically speaking, on this first day of this second month, back to the book of Numbers, chapter 1, you know, I am going to speak for the Lord. That's right. And I'm going to say, count not only your families, but count your blessings. Praise God. You know, as a song we used to sing, count your blessings, name them one by one. It surprised you what God has done. Well, those are the blessings that you've actually already have. But I'm going to tell you today, well, let's see how you can count. Some of you, everybody knows how to count what they can see. But can you count what you cannot see? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, that's a prophetic part of this room today. Can you count what you cannot see yet? Can you count it? You know, so, well, let's go back to our lesson here from Numbers chapter 1. It also happens to be the first day of the second month. Actually, I put together a lesson that I was going to do for today. And then the Lord said, it's the first day of the second month. I said, well, in my mind, it's like, so what? You know, because, you know, people always do this, oh, happy new month, this and that, and so forth. I'm not too much into those things, you know. But then, you know, the Spirit of God said, well, there is something prophetic that I want you to do on this first day of the second month. And I was struggling with exactly what it was until almost the very last minute that this room would start. And if you were watching, I don't know if you do, but sometimes I post the title for this room way in advance, sometimes even the day before, you know, sometimes, you know, hours in advance. This one, I posted it like a minute to the start time because I was like, okay, so now what? And so I had to go back and read that because the Lord told me go and read it and gave me the place to read. I was reading it and I was like, okay, well, there's something here. My goodness. You know, and I was reading it. And I said, and I had to pause for a minute. I said, well, so now they're numbering their families. You know, then what? And then, you know, it's almost like something opened up in my spirit from the Lord. And then I begin to see and understand what he wants me to say. Praise the Lord. I just erased the other title and I put it in there. I said, well, you know, more generational blessings for you and for your families on this first day of this second month. So let me read it to you again in case you joined us after we started. Praise the Lord. Here's what the Lord said, Numbers chapter 1. And you may have wondered what this book of Numbers was all about. Is it just about numbering genealogies, endless genealogies? You know, Paul even warned about, look, you know, all this end there. Because the Jews, they had this culture. In fact, if you say you have such household and so forth, say, okay, you have to tell us your lineage. And you got to be able to recount it, you know, got to be able to trace it down. So You know, but in this place, here's what the Lord said to them. You know, Mount Sinai is where they were. The wilderness was actually in the wilderness of Sinai. There was a mount there, but they were in the wilderness. You know, so the Lord said to them, you know, they had pitched that tabernacle of the congregation. You might remember the Lord made them do all of that in the book of Exodus and so on. And then the Lord said to them, on this first day of the second month, you know, kind of like the second year, you know, in which you came out of the land of Egypt. And there are many things that are prophetic for us here, or prophetic symbolism, I should say. You know, well, you know, it's like, this is indeed the first day of the second month. And this is indeed the second year that we are on this platform. I mean, so there's many things. As I began to read this thing, things just began to open up in my mind. And then he said, well, keep on reading, you know, and I read some more. And I got to this place where it said, they assembled the congregation together on the first day of the second month, you know, and they declared their pedigrees after their families. Well, and I said, wow. And I stopped and looked up the word. And then I said, well, the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names and so forth. All right. Well, in this particular case, there was a different kind of instruction that God wanted them to do to gather those who could be qualified for war and so on. You know, but here is the prophetic angle that the Lord wants me to declare to you today. You're going to stand for your families and you are going to count the number of the names and the names of the people in your family, one by one. And by extension, up and down the family tree. That's right. Count above you, those that are still alive. Count be, you know, laterally, you know, sideways, your siblings and whoever. Count below you. For your children. That's right. And then keep on counting. And then after we do that, I'm going to say now to you, and I have permission from the Lord to say this. Well, when you have finished doing that, then count your blessings. Praise God. Count the blessings before, because today is a day of numbering and counting. Count your blessings now. And count your blessings after. And we're going to see how much faith you have for the last part, to count your blessings after. You know, don't do like the, you know, Joash or whatever his name was, man, that could not, I could only believe for 3 victories. That's all he believed. And well, unfortunately, well, you know, that was all he had. There's the only victory he had. But when Elisha gave him instructions, he didn't tell him how many. So I'm going to give you instruction by the Spirit of God today, and you're going to do it. And, you know, as many as you can do. You know, the Lord one time, he said to Abraham in Genesis 13, after that Lot had deferred unto him, he said, now come out here. I'm going to show you another thing. And he came out and said, you know, what can you see? Well, Abraham said, well, you know, all I see is some plain land in front of me. Well, the Lord said, well, look around you. Look again. Tell me what you see. Well, he said, well, I see, well, I don't know, you know, I mean, that's all I see still. The Lord said, well, how far can you see? He said, well, I see some distance in front of me. The Lord said, well, look all around you. From the place where you are, look to the west, look to the east, look to the north, look to the south. Or as far as you can see. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to say today, what you can number is what God's going to measure unto you. Praise the Lord. So prophetically, we're going to stand on this first day of this second month. And there's a reason why God does these things. I just learned to just go with the flow. I don't try to figure the Lord out. Just go with the flow. You know, what he says, just do. I've learned that now. You know, especially when I'm trying to come here to, you know, speak to the people. Just go with the flow. Well, today's flow is stand in the congregation. Right here in Walking with God on this platform, I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to declare the word of the Lord to everyone is we are going to count your family, count above you. None will be missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Count laterally, sideways. None will be missing. And count downward as well for the number of your children. Well, you can believe it. You can have more. Praise God. All right. And then we're also going to count your blessings. Count the blessings that you have already received. You know, those are easy to count. But sometimes people forget to even count those. You know, sometimes we are complaining. I mean, it's like this series we've been dealing with, you know, closing the generational gap and closing the relationship gap. You know, sometimes all that people remember is the hurt or this and that. Why don't you just sit down and remember all the good things instead? Praise God. You know, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 will tell you that. He said, look, if there be any praise, things that are honest, things that have good report, if there be any praise, there be any virtue, you know, think on these things. Don't think on the other things that are hurtful. You know, knock those off. We already prayed against all that stuff. Now sit down and think. Count the good times. Hallelujah. Count the good times. Remember, you know, those times that your mom, your daughter, your father, your brother, I mean, those good times where they did some good stuff, went out of their way to do stuff. They were kind to you. They loved on you and so forth. You know, sit down. Sometimes it's hard to remember those things because they hurt. Sometimes overshadow them, but we've knocked out the hurt the last few days. Now take time to count those blessings as we pray today. Those were blessings. Those were good times. And then speak out some more. What more of those good things would you like to see? Well, count them today. Praise God. As you stand in prayer today, do it by counting and speaking it out. Praise the Lord. Well, because I said stand in prayer, well, that means you must stand. If you are sitting down, when we start to do this, stand. Because you got to follow the instruction. If you are lying down, get up and stand to do this. Well, scripture says, and having done all, stand. So let's stand together to declare these things. Number your families. And if you happen to be a head of family, you know, like you're a mom, a single mom, you're a dad or whatever, you know, then you are, you know, head of family. And you have a mother in waiting. Well, you can count whatever you want to count from the Lord as well. The Lord can give it to you. Because there is a release that the Lord has ordered today. I'm taking my time to say it to us slowly so nobody will miss it. because it is very vital. Praise the Lord. So, this is what the Lord wants us to do, you know. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you, he said. The Lord said, stand. So we're going to do this by standing. And when you stand today in this anointing, and you begin to count the number of the names of your families, the Lord said, well, as you speak in my ears, so will I do unto you. Stand therefore today, count your family up, sideways, and down. Count them all. And then after that, we're going to count your blessings. Remember the blessings of the good times in your families. Remember even great miracles. Remember the things that God has done for you. Count the ones before. Count the ones you are enjoying now. And count the ones that you are yet to have. Well, count them out. Say them out. You know, and let's see what you can believe God for. Praise the Lord. Because today is the day of numbering. Today is the day of counting. On this first day of this second month, let us pray. First, I'm going to release the prayer. Then I'm going to put it in your hands, just like Jesus did. Put it in their hands, just like Elisha did. Put it in the hands of the king. Do what you want with it. So I'm going to release the prayer. Then I'm going to put it in your hands to see what you're going to do with it. And Jesus, when he did, he walked away to see what the disciples were going to do with the thing. You know, and thank God that disciples actually followed through. You know, and they experienced that miracle that we are reporting today. And remember, like I said, it wasn't exactly Jesus that fed the multitudes. It was the disciples. You know, so Jesus only blessed, you know, the supply. And then he stepped aside and then see what they're going to do with it after I gave them instruction. So we are going to bless this room today. And you will receive instruction. You've already received instruction. And I'm going to, after I release, the Bible says Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and he blessed and gave thanks. Well, I'm going to do the same and bless and give thanks and then release the room into your hands and step aside and see what you're going to do with it. If you can carry out the instruction and if you can speak, remember, angels are listening. Psalm 103, verse 20, they are listening. The angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word that's going to come out of your mouth. They're listening. And once you can say the right thing that aligns with God, God's already said concerning you, then they move into action. That's right. Now don't say any negative thing and don't say any thing that God has not said, but that's not going to work. You know, we've spoken about that multiple times in Lamentation 3 and 37. Who is it that saith and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So you know that. But if you can say it, Numbers 14 and 28, what you say in my ears today, saith the Lord, as you say it in my ears, so will I do unto you. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Praise God. If you are ready and you know it, clap your hands. You know, as a song we used to sing in Sunday school. You know, if you're happy, you know it. Well, you can put any, change it up anyhow you want. Well, I am ready to go. In the simplicity of faith, I stand and I'm going to get up from my chair right now and stand. But I gotta do what I'm asking people to do. So I'm standing right now. And I am going to stand in the message of the Lord. And I'm going to stand in this prayer for everyone that's in this prayer release, actually, or prophetic release. It's not exactly prayer. You're the one that's going to speak it. But I'm going to do this prophetic release and then put it in your hands and step back and see what you're going to do. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for what you called for this morning on this first day of this second month. We will stand to number our families, and none shall be missing. None shall cast their young. Hallelujah. We will also stand to number and count our blessings. Both the ones that were, the ones that are, and the ones that are yet to be. Praise the Lord. And so, Father, I thank you. The word of God is powerful and it will sustain itself. The word of God in our mouth today, let it be powerful. As we release it, we know the angels are listening, are ready to move into action, spring into action as we give voice to his word. Now, therefore, O Lord, I count my families, and let everyone that's in here count their families, and count your blessings too. The ones that were, the ones that are, and the ones that are yet to be. Count your children. Praise God. The ones that are, the ones that are yet to be. And God told Abraham, well, count the stars. They will be like your children, even when he had none. Praise God. Well, count your blessings. Is this the year of years? That's what the Lord said. To be a year of years. It will be the quantum leap year. It will be a year of refreshing. To be the year of revival. It will be the year of restoration. And it'll be the year of recovery. Well, there's a lot of stuff packed in all those things. So now it's your turn. You begin to pray. Jesus had put the blessing on the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and put it back in your hands. What you gonna do with it? Hallelujah. The prophet already put his hand on the bow and the arrows and on the king's hands, and he stepped back to see what he would do with it. So now let's step back and see what you would do with it. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now I want you to pray. Open your mouth and begin to release these things for yourself. Now get up from your chair. Get up from your bed. Walk around and declare these things. And as you declare, so shall it be unto you. Amen. If you're on stage, you're welcome to open your mic. And wherever you are, join in and do this thing that the Lord has called for on this first day of this second month. Do it without doubting. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. I have done my part. I'm yielding it to you guys. So you can lose your mic and begin to declare for yourself. Count your family.
I declare my friends for their parents.
Even if you are not yet married.
I promise. Count. Oh, my future wife, oh, my God.
Count that in for yourself.
Oh, my God.
May be married and have no children. Count your children.
Oh, my God.
There may be blessings that you are waiting for. Count your grandchildren. Number them. I might even give you some names today. Count them.
Right. See that husband. Praise God. That one. Yourself. Count the days that are left before walk down the aisle. Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. And count the days as hours. It won't be long now. Speak the blessing over your family. That's right. Remember the good things and the good times. Things that are honest, things that are true. The things that have good report. If there be any virtue, if there any grace, think on these things. Count these things. Count your blessings. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
How many can you count? You only count three blessings. Well, or will you count five, six, seven, or more? Hallelujah. He's able
Hallelujah.
To do exceeding abundantly and above.
Hallelujah.
All that you can ask, all that you can think or even count this morning and tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And as far as you can see, Lord, I release a blessing upon family here this morning. My family and every family that's in here today. The blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord bless you. Amen. Cause his goodness to pass before you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. By all means, Marako, Terelebo, Shinaraba. The Lord said, you shall put my name upon the children of Israel. Bless them. Lord, we put your name upon everyone that's here today. Lord, bless richly everyone today in the things that they have spoken for. And the Bible says that the Lord has blessed you already. It's for you to get up and take it. Praise God. Yeah, given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, how much of it can you take? Glory to God. You can bring a bucket to the ocean. You can bring a barrel. You can bring a tanker. And take your fill. You can come back as many times as you want. The ocean is still there. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for everyone and what they have declared before you today. Now the Lord grant your petition. Ha, praise God. The Lord grant the words that you have spoken before him today. And the angels of the Lord count with you even as you have counted. Praise God. Hallelujah. To the level and degree of your faith, may the Lord grant you what you have spoken, counted in your families, counted for your blessings, even on today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. The Lord grant you according to your own heart, the Bible says, and fulfill all thy counsel.
Praise the Lord. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we bless the room. Amen and amen.